Unit 15. More on
L.
For an English speaker, it may take some getting used to the fact that Chinese has no tenses. Many grammatical features that English speakers take for granted, such as tenses, past, present, future, number, singular or plural, and articles, the, a, an, do not apply to Chinese. Instead, Chinese has its own unique set of grammatical characteristics. One is the aspect marker.
Le, le,
is easily confused with the equivalent of the English past tense. Rather,
le
signifies the completion of an action, regardless of time. In other words, it is possible to use
le
to refer to the future completion of an action. For example,
明天我看了电影。
Tomorrow, after I see the film, literally after I complete seeing the film, I'm going to see my friend. By the same token, one does not automatically use
le
when describing past actions. Native speakers of Chinese distinguish between background and foreground information.
Le
is used for foreground, but not for background. In conveying background information, the speaker is merely setting the scene of a past event, and
le
is omitted. In a description of foreground information,
le
is needed. For example, consider the pair of Chinese sentences and their English equivalents on the following page.
昨天晚上我们去饭店吃饭.
Last night we went to a restaurant to eat.
饭店里人很多，所以我们等了很久.
There were many people in the restaurant, so we waited a long time. Notice the absence of
le
in the first Chinese sentence. Last night we went to a restaurant to eat, and the presence of
le
in the second. We waited a long time. We waited a long time is the focus of the narration or the foreground information. That is why the speaker uses
le.
Everything prior to that clause is the background information. The act of going to a restaurant is not the emphasis of the speaker's narration. Therefore, the particle
le
is omitted.